This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Despite prenatal care, around 5% of women will develop diabetes during pregnancy. Gestational diabetes is a temporary but potentially serious problem. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Brian Casey, an obstetrician with Parkland Hospital, says gestational diabetes is part of the physiology of pregnancy.
The placenta releases a hormone during the course of pregnancy, and some women respond to those hormones quite well, and some women cannot deal with the increased insulin resistance and produce enough insulin, so their blood sugars go up during the pregnancy.
It's not a case of someone who had diabetes before?
No, it's isolated to pregnancy.
How serious, how dangerous a condition is this?
For the mother, the risks are associated with the delivery and are isolated to the pregnancy early on. That is, with the higher blood sugar levels in the mother, the fetus sees those blood sugar levels and releases insulin to respond to that. And the insulin release can increase the size of the baby. And then that translates into difficulties mom would have with the delivery and could result in an overgrown baby and an increased risk for cesarean delivery. For the baby, the risks are immediate. You can have very low blood sugars in the baby because after the cord is cut, the high blood sugar of the mother is cut off, and the baby's pancreas is still producing insulin, and that drives the blood sugar of the baby down. So the pediatricians need to be very aware of that as well.
Who's at high risk for gestational diabetes?
Asian women are, from an ethnicity standpoint, are probably the highest risk, followed by Hispanic and African-American women, with Caucasian women being the lowest risk.
Do we know any particular reason why women of color are prone to this?
Nope. We just know when you look at the demographics that these segments of the population are at increased risk. And teasing out the individual risk factors like obesity is can be a little bit difficult. But even after you adjust for that, there seems to be an ethnic propensity.
My understanding of it, though, is there aren't noticeable symptoms for gestational diabetes.
There are no symptoms. So we routinely test women during the pregnancy, and that's the only way a woman would know during the course of pregnancy that she had gestational diabetes.
How do you treat this condition?
At Parkland Hospital, we generally treat women with just a diet, and we give them a glucose meter and ask them to check their blood sugars four times a day. Mm-hmm. And we spend a great deal of time educating our patients on what the diagnosis means, foods to avoid, portion control, all in an effort to keep their blood sugars down so that we can avoid the byproduct of the diagnosis.
Can you avoid gestational diabetes?
No, I think there is a certain genetic component to diabetes and how well your pancreas deals with the glucose load. So there is a history and somewhat of an inevitability, you might say, for developing diabetes. And it's important, if you don't know it, to detect it during pregnancy so that perhaps we could do something to eliminate the development of diabetes in the mothers after the pregnancy.
Dr. Casey, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.